This is KCUR 89.3. Nedra Bonds is an artist who works mostly in fiber, making quilts. Over the last few months, however, her main material has been something else, cancer. When she got her breast cancer diagnosis back in February, Bonds vowed to turn her cancer into an art project. KCUR's CJ Janovy followed the process and has this report.
She's far from the stereotype of the solitary artist in a studio.
I'm asking people to give me their thoughts, and some of them are being put on the wall over here. So whatever folks want to do, because, you know, it's the kind of thing that's so different. People said, you're having a what? I said, I'm having a cancer party. That's what I'm doing.
This was back in April at the Inner Urban Art House in downtown Overland Park, where Nedra Bonds is on the board. It's also her birthday, and the place is packed for 4 hours on a Sunday afternoon. There's food and poetry, all different races, ages, and communities.
Many of these people here are activist friends. And my idea is that we have cancer in the community. You know, we have greed, we have hate, we have all those things that create all the isms that separate people. Whatever your thing is, we need to focus on one of those kinds of tumors that's in the community, and let's do something about it.
Talking about the girls here, yes.
Give it the care it deserves.
Lauren McGill is running a screen printing station making t-shirts she designed.
I wrote the word and cancer, and it's in kind of like a cursive style. And the K and the F make up boobs, and then the body is made up of the word cancer.
She says it's totally like Bonds to throw a party for this occasion.
Because any issue that she has ever had, she's always responded to it with an art of it, or with a piece. And I like that she involved a lot of different mediums, different ways of expression, so you can color over there, doodle, jot down your thoughts, you can make a t-shirt, you can make a button.
Can I have your attention for 1 minute?
There's also some speeches.
My greatest wish is for Nedra's titties.
Everyone tells moving stories about how Nedra Bonds has affected their lives, improved their communities. At the end of those speeches, Bonds explains what she means by that word we've been bleeping.
This is an acronym. I want you to know it's an acronym. Finding universal cures to kick cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Everybody here has been touched by cancer in one way or another. Friend, family, somebody, maybe even you. And we need to deal with it in a way that you don't just become a number. Because one day I had an appointment and I was a person, and the next day I became a number. Mm. For real. Mm. When they see me, they put this thing on me and they scan it.
Name and date of birth, please.
4/11/48, Nedra Bonds.
Now, it's 3 months after the party. Bonds' last chemo treatment at the University of Kansas Cancer Center.
We're going to start with your taxes here. Okay.
She saved one of those t-shirts for today.
This was done by a 12-year-old at the party. You know, and I wore hers first because I just think it's cool.
The acronym is pretty obvious.
I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm trying to be real.
It's been a hit.
They took pictures of it at the doctor's office this morning. Yeah, they see the colors first and then they come closer and read what it says. And if they say something, then I'll explain it to them. If they don't, I'll let it go, just like a regular art project. So I'm a walking art piece today.
Bond's in a good mood today, but she knows she'll be too sick for company in 3 days. The tumor's gone, but her kind of cancer is genetic, so it'll likely return. To try to prevent that, she'll have a double mastectomy, and she's on a clinical trial helping to test possible new treatments. What's most on her mind, though, are more art projects.
The Latinos got together and they want to do an art project dealing with health for Latinos. The Inner Urban Art House wants to combine an additional exhibit in the fall. There are going to be some opportunities, a lot of opportunities opening up. I'm really happy about it.
Happy about it. Bonds isn't the first artist to deal with cancer by making art, and she won't be the last. But her approach is uniquely her own, a signature across the quilt of her life.
One of the reasons why this cancer is so upsetting to me because it stops me from doing what I need to be doing. But this is a way that I can continue to do that and involve other people at the same time, so My thing is community. I want people to be able to get free and express themselves and whatever it is your thing is.
Right now, Nedra Bond's thing is...
Art heals.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovi.
You'll find pictures of Nedra Bonds on our website, kcur.org/arts.